terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Yo, dudes, it is BAM with Baines and Jenna. They just finished the Viva La Bands tour officially. How's it feel? You stoked?
Yeah, we're stoked that it's over. No.
Man, it's such a long fucking tour, and Guar is still... They just started a new one, like, 2 days later. A whole nother, like, month and a half long tour. Dude, he must be searching for crystal meth by now.
I'm pretty sure.
You know what I mean? Like, at least you would take 2 weeks off as, like, a reward to yourself that you finished a tour and it's complete and all that. Guar just gets back on the road.
Yeah, they're on till late December, I think.
Are they hitting up the same cities or what?
Yeah, a lot of them.
So I got the Veins of Jenna guys staying at my house, and I took them to Gina Lynn's party last night, the porn star, and... She says it was a football party, but you still just never know if that's a code word for eating everybody's ass or something. You know what I mean? And I've never been over her house, so I'm like, I'm going to go into this football party and everybody's going to be eating everybody's ass and stuff, or is it really just going to be a football game?
Yeah, I was curious, because I know she invited you and Missy over to have a little fun.
Yeah, well,
we didn't go. The first time they invited us over, we didn't go. I was kind of nervous, so we met them. And went to that comedy show. We saw Lisa Lampanelli.
Yeah, she's funny.
Yeah, it was a good show. But we went over there last night, and it was fine. I had a really good time.
Just easing you in.
Did you get mad when I went upstairs to wash my contact out?
No, I was like, why are you walking down from upstairs?
Well, no, I got one of her dog hairs in my eye, and my contact was, like, falling out.
Sure was a dog hair. It's been a lot of hair shit.
Yeah, I didn't think of that. So she's like, I have contact solution in my bathroom. Come upstairs. And as we were walking up, she's like, don't worry, I'm not going to do anything. I'm like, I know you're not going to do anything.
And then there's just the Gina Lynn doll, like, just sitting on the side. There's like 30 people over, and there's just a naked Gina Lynn doll. And she's just like, yeah, I don't really do anal sex on videos, but, I mean, you could fuck my ass on that doll there, though. Like,
has she ever fucked herself? Like, with that doll?
No, but Travis, her husband, fucked it film. And, like, he just said it was so weird having Gina film him hump a Gina doll.
Shit, that is kind of gross. Yeah.
Disturbing.
Yeah, it's like having sex with his dead wife or something, you know?
Dude, those blow-up dolls are just, like, weird, though. It's like a big balloon type thing. Like, it needs to be a real doll. If I'm gonna hump it. A real doll, it's like, they look real as shit.
Do they talk? I mean, do they have like a string you pull? And it's like,
they have a fresh set that you pick off the crotch though.
Yeah, and you know, her face is just like, just open mouth staring into, like, it's so weird.
Yeah, why is her mouth open, huh?
Travis said he was gonna send me a Gina Lynn doll. Like, what am I gonna do? You want to go out? We're going to go out in town and eat. Nah, Miss Young, I'm going to stay home and hump the Gina Lynn doll. Like, it's so much more weird when you know them.
Well, Travis asked me if I would sit down with Gina and watch footage and tell her what I like, because they really want to use footage that people like. I'm like, I can't sit there and watch her porn and tell her what I like. I would be, like, hysterically laughing.
What you like? What do you mean, what you like? What you like in which way?
Like
what kind of stuff
do you like to watch, or do you like at home?
That I like watching.
Oh.
Like the best positions.
Yeah, like what scenes and what things that I like, but I declined.
At least you guys wound up with a stack of 30 porns.
I think JP's got it somewhere. Tucked away for a special occasion.
Well, we just got the new Avenged Sevenfold CD, and we're going to play it. What's the name of the hit, the first single?
Almost Easy.
I wouldn't necessarily say hit yet, but
it's We're Not Good Charlotte, but Almost.
No, this is a good song.
All right.
Well, let's hear it. Event Sevenfold, Radio Bam, back from the Viva La Bands tour.
In and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Banner on Sirius 28 Faction.
Lizzie, I thought you said that, I just heard you say that Danny Filth was drinking on the tour. I thought he wasn't drinking.
No, I heard he drank it last night. Got wasted.
Yeah, so on the tour, nobody seemed to be allowed to drink. I mean, we were definitely allowed to drink, obviously. CKY was, but fucking no, everybody got banned from drinking. Like, Cradle doesn't drink because Danny gets in fights every time he drinks. What happened when he was drinking last night? Any fights?
No, I don't think he fought, but he was
tumbling down some stairs.
A lot. He came out of his dark corner. He wasn't a spider anymore.
What was he apologizing for?
That he had been, like, not talking at all. They said, "I'm sorry for being in a dark corner hanging like a spider this whole tour."
What was he drinking, Jaeger?
He probably drank everything he could see.
The problem is that when you don't drink for so long and then you're like, fuck it, we finished the tour, I'm going to celebrate. Then you just start drinking like straight up whiskey and like your whole plan is to get annihilated. And that's when you wind up falling downstairs and beating somebody up, you know?
Like, remember, imagine Danny Filth at the IHOP, like, give me the rooty tooty fresh and fruity, like, that guy is from hell or something. Could he eat the rooty tooty fresh and fruity? Are you allowed to do that if you're in Cradlefield?
After these guys, after Baines and Jenna being on the tour with Cradlefield for 1.5 months, let me hear your impression.
Do it, Jack.
Where's the mic?
Do it.
Here's Danny Filth.
Hello, everybody. Here we go.
Nicky heard Danny on the bathroom taking a shit, and he did that scream when he was like,
"Yeah, that was weird."
He was doing the scream while he was shitting.
I was sitting next to him taking a shit, and he did it.
That is fucking odd, dude.
And I ran out,
filling up Cradle Filth.
He's filled up with the fucking Cradle.
That's the gateway to hell. Let's call it.
So that tour was a mess, dude. Did you guys have fun? We did like half of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. The first week was a lot of partying. Then we weren't allowed to drink anymore. But we...
What do you mean not allowed to drink? Is that rock and roll? That didn't sound like rock and roll.
It wasn't either.
Well, it's what happened was one of the first nights... Who is it? JP and Nicky. They Cradle Filth was playing, and they took these really hot girls upstairs to go get blowjobs, and and the Cradle Filth tour manager wouldn't let them up, but he pushed Nicky, and I actually saw the footage, and then both of them just kicked the door down and then started beating them up, and then Beefcake from Guar had to break up the fight, and then the tour manager wound up with a broken pinky, and that's why they couldn't drink after that on the tour.
But that fucking finger didn't have anything to do with us. He just, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure it just made it even worse when, you know, he's telling, like, Cradle Filth's official manager who's in England, like, my pinky's broken. Like, but it's just hard for me to hear somebody talk about their broken pinky when I have 15 fucking staples in my head, you know? Like,
yeah, I broke a toe on that tour, you know? It wasn't from stopping people from getting blowjobs.
And a broken rib, didn't you?
Yeah, I broke two ribs after, yeah.
Breaking ribs sucks, man, because as soon as you think that it's healed, you'll just start doing the normal shit that you used to, and then... You know, it's the littlest thing where, like, somebody will call your name, like, yo, bam, and then you'll be like, yo, what? And then you'll turn around, and the whole thing go crack, 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 and you'll be like, ah!
Yeah, man, I've been on painkillers for, like, 2 weeks, you know. Breaking ribs sucks. Eating ribs is kind of messy.
I broke my ribs 3 times.
Production in the Hazal.
Once in jail. Once the day I got out of jail. And once in 7th grade.
From somebody punching them, or what?
In jail, yeah. I stabbed them with a pen, though. It was all right. They were bleeding a lot more than I was. They don't hit you in the face. They want to hit you in the ribs. That doesn't show marks.
Did you get in more... Did you have to stay longer after that?
No, what happened was is my cellie got robbed.
Celly.
And he told, and being that he told, they take it out on your cellmate because your cellie's a snitch. I wasn't the snitch. I had nothing to do with it. I'm writing a love letter and all that. Come in, get him in the ribs. Don't hit him in the face. Stabbed them with the pen right here, like the collarbone area. They're bleeding everywhere. I got transferred off the block.
Jesus.
Wow.
It's pretty intense.
But now he's here, you know. I bring over good people.
I actually haven't. I haven't been on the radio for about 2 weeks now. I've been to fucking Australia, L.A., Chicago, fucking
New Orleans. Do you even remember doing a show in New Orleans on the bus?
Barely. That was the last one. But
yeah.
I flew to Australia to do these Element autograph signings, and there was like 5,000 people, 3 blocks down in the city. Like, just it took 5 hours to get them done, and I was drinking like all these Coronas. I was up to 11 at one point, and I barfed all over the place on the autograph signing, and there was this hunk of tomato on the ground, like that you could see in the barf, and this diehard girl fan picked up the tomato and ate it. I swear to God.
I'm so glad I missed that.
And then this other girl was like jealous that she stole all the thunder. So I barfed in my hands. I cut my hands and I barfed in it. And then this girl just comes up and slurps it out of my mouth, out of my hand. She goes, and then she goes, oh my God, it tastes like Corona. I love you. And then it was insane. I have that on film.
I won't drink your barf, and I love you. So she must like you more than I do.
Yeah, is there a sexual fetish for drinking barf?
I'm sure, well, obviously, because she was like, yeah. It's not like she did it and was like, ew, I can't believe I did it. Like, she was like loving it.
Dude, some dude licked Vern Zaborowski, CKY's old bass player's fucking dirty luge off the bottom of his fucking tour shoe.
For like, how much money?
Nothing. He was excited to see Vern.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I just wanted to prove what a jackass he was.
Remember, you know Bulger?
Yeah.
Bulger's this guy in Westchester. He goes to the college, and he's like one of those dudes that's in a frat or whatever. So like, whenever he comes over, we just like to humiliate him because he loves the attention. So we'll hold him down in front of like all these people at a party, and there'll be 8 people holding him down. I'll be like, Novak, fucking lick his ass. Just go on and lick it. And he'll be like, no, please don't lick my ass. And Novak was like, yeah, I'm going to lick your fucking ass. Like, Novak's the one who's like got the worst of it. But he actually licked Bulger's ass crack, dude. That is disgusting.
Against his will.
Against
he
his
got
will.
Raped.
Threatening a dude to lick
Morally
his ass.
Raped.
Bulger actually ate a piece of shit on air in this very room.
Yeah, I was here for that. That was
He did.
That sucked.
Was
that real shit? It kind of stunk like
he
real
went
shit.
In the bathroom.
No, it was real pure shit.
Plate.
He shit on a. It was his own shit, at least. But
he formed like some little perfect radio nugget back
that
there.
That is so disgusting. It was like a little hunk of shit, yeah, like
and
2 inches big.
And that was to promote it, right?
Nobody knows Bulger. What, has that gotten anywhere? The dude fucking ate his own shit on the radio,
know.
And he hasn't gotten one bit
the
of work.
The worst part is, it's just the audio of him eating shit. Like, yeah. I don't even know if we were filming it at the time. Like,
I don't think you are.
It's so unrewarding on his end.
I know. He didn't even think about that, though, did he?
Oh, man. Gotta love it.
Let's play some of that new Baby Shambles.
Right on.
This is track 9. I don't even have the list, but it's pretty fucking good. Heroin Addict, Radio Bam, Series 28 Faction. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
See you stay, only to be betrayed by the one you gave all your love and trust to. Tell me, how could I let go? Since I caught a glimpse of your immense soul, you were dancing to northern soul. Just one glance, oh well you know. There she goes, a little heartache. There she goes, a little pain. Make no mistake, she sheds her skin like a snake on the dirty road to fame. Dirty road to fame, my lord, now oh, there she goes, a little heartache. There she goes, a little pain, yeah, and make no mistake, sheds her skin like a snake. You're going to walk the plank again. Walk the plank again, my love, now. We'll
got more skag than I'd ever seen. No, how could I let go? Since I caught a glimpse of your white plumed soul, twisting and turning to northern soul. With just one glance, oh well, you know, everybody knows. There she goes, a little hearted. And there she goes, a little painted. No mistakes, it's a skin like a snake on a dirty road. To fame, dirty road, to fame, my lord. Now, oh, there she goes, a little hearted. And there she goes. A little pain, make no mistake, sheds her skin like a snake. And you walk the plank again, walk the plank again, my lord. Now there she goes.
We're going hot right now.
Oh, oh. Find your life.
That's what we found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby!
Faction 28.
There she go.
That was Baby Shambles. This is Radio Bam here with Fiends O'Jenna, Chad O'CKY, and Production. So, what did you go to jail for, dude?
I beat up a child molester.
Where was it, and how'd you know he was a child molester?
Well, this is what happened. Like, I was in Newtown, and I was dating this chick, and it was her little sister. She was, like, 13 at the time. He was 22. So he's banging her, and it was and it was a bet with a gay guy who could bang more people. And the younger they are, the more points it is. And if they're a virgin, it's more points. So I found out he was banging her and everything like that. And I was like, all right, well, I can kick his ass, or he can go to jail for statutory rape. I didn't think that he should go to jail. He should just get his ass kicked. So we meet up with this dude over at this golf station. He gets out, and I was like, yo, do you want to go to jail for statutory rape, or you want to fight? He said, let's fight. Threw his hands up. It was over from there.
Like, did he call the cops, or did the cops show up?
No, he went home, and his rich mommy and daddy made sure that they pressed charges. They didn't even know who I was. It took them like 3 weeks to find me. And so I go to jail for it. Pretty pathetic. I'm still on parole and probation.
I owe you a skateboard before you go, because this guy is the only dude who came up. He's like, take my rap CD, and here's $50, so go listen to it. And then maybe two months later, he's like, remember me? I'm that dude who gave you $50. I'm like, yeah, I do remember. He's like, well, you owe me a fucking skateboard. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, that's Production. You could see him on YouTube, dude. Production from Philly. He's a rapper. Is he dressed in, what is that, Echo? You got a whole Echo outfit?
Yeah, of course.
You look right... blending right in with Veins of Jenna here.
Oh, I know. We should probably switch jackets.
Yeah. It's the exact opposite. You got a graffiti shirt with a bandana. And the only thing in common is the bandanas, but yeah. Veins of Jenna has like seven on
their
legs.
I feel like I'm watching the Walk This Way video.
He's got a pleated bandana. Mine's solid, you know? That's like my arms.
Was there 10 bandanas on each member? So I'd say we got about 30 bandanas in this very room right now.
Actually, yeah, you guys wore so many bandanas, I had to figure out, like, something else. Like, I've worn a bandana here and there, but I really didn't want to because I didn't want people to think I was in your band at the same time. It's like, you got so many bandana colors covered, except for yellow. So I eventually found a yellow one on tour. And then, if you didn't notice, I busted it out then, yeah.
We don't have yellow ones.
I don't like wearing the same shit other people.
Yo, the last time we were doing a show, did Novak get arrested? Were we talking about that?
He got arrested the day after.
The day after?
Yeah.
All right, I didn't even fucking tell this yet. In Dallas, Texas, the whole tour from Florida to Dallas, I was trying to get Novak to take a shit in the middle of the road. So, finally, after the fourth day, he's like, yo, Bam, I gotta take a shit. I'm like, alright, let me get the video camera. He goes out in the middle of the highway, pulls his pants down, he's stopping traffic, and he has literally a foot of turd hanging out of his ass, and he turns around, and he makes a double take, and he's like, ah, fuck. Cop car right behind him. Like, it couldn't have been the worst timing ever. So then, like, He pulls his pants up with, like, shit still in it, and then he hides behind the tour bus, but there's nowhere to really hide. If he would have just ran in the venue and then ran out the front...
He tried to run in the tour bus, but we locked the door.
Yeah, dude. So he wound up getting completely arrested for 12 hours, missed the flight. I had to stay there and wait for him to get out, and I actually went there at 4 in the morning... And still couldn't get him out because they were claiming he was too drunk. And this happened at like 6 o'clock in the afternoon, right when we got out of Hooters.
You don't mess with Texas, though. Dude.
So I got this hotel room by the airport. I get this knock on the door at like 8 in the morning. And I figured it was Novak, so I just answered the door naked. It's some girl
with a Marine
with a bloody head and Novak. And he's like...
Yo, bam, I was walking to the hotel to the airport, but this Marine dude found me, said, what are you doing? I said, yo, you know Bam Margera? Well, I'm going to his hotel. And he's like, really? He's like, yeah, you want to meet him? Give me a ride, motherfuckers.
but he got, the Marine just got out of jail as well because he was drunk and got beat up by a cop or something. So, I don't know. You know what? I'm going to call Novak and see if he answers. How about that?
Yeah, do it up. Let's see what it is. I mean, is he alive? I mean, you got to think that.
I think he's on the way here, but...
Really?
He is?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he wanted to do a show, but I told him we're pre-recording one.
Oh, tell him not to.
Hello?
Yo, faggot.
Yeah, but I'm not really feeling a little queer.
We're doing a radio show right now, idiot.
I'm turning on the wrong gardens right now, moron.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Holy shit, well, maybe I could play a... I'll play a song right now, and then by the time you get back, we could talk about you getting arrested.
Play the best heroin song known to man, and I will be coming in as it outros.
I just played Baby Shambles. I already heroined out this radio show as it is.
There's no such thing as too much heroin.
Yes, there is.
Jesus Christ.
Who are you? Brandon, who are you with?
I'm with Mandy. I'm on my best behavior. I'm not drunk or anything.
All right.
So you'll enjoy me today.
Okay.
All right, good.
Late.
Shit, so if we play a song right now, he'll be back.
Who goes to Longwood Gardens to get dope?
Oh, he's sucking dick under the L.
Is he driving by Longwood? How big is Longwood Gardens? Because you talked to him for like 30 seconds. Wouldn't he have been past Longwood Gardens?
No, it's pretty big. Oh.
I'm Scott Longwood Gardens.
I know.
Why?
He's probably in Kennett Square, just lying.
I'm glad that him and Mandy made up. Because there was like a 2-day period where they were fighting. He's like, I'm moving back in. I'm like, no, you're fucking not. I don't have anywhere to go.
She kicked him out of the house, and I don't blame her because he always goes on the radio and says these stories about what he did with girls, and then she'll say, is it true? And he'll be like,
I'm just making the radio show better, babe.
But... At this point, he actually calls the soccer mom that he humped.
Yeah, that didn't get played.
Oops.
I'll just leave it in. It's funny.
But you could hear him actually calling the girl, and he made her hump, finger herself. So obviously they have a relationship.
That's why she threw him out.
I know.
Don't forget about the vibrator.
Remember, exactly. She pulled out the vibrator, so you know it's true.
Remember, yeah, you called Dave
but if,
right
if
after
if he's
that.
Claiming he didn't know her, yeah. If he's claiming that he didn't know her, then how is he enough friends with her that she would do that?
Because he doesn't think.
That was a phone call. You're allowed to have phone sex,
you
man.
You called me right after that and tried to get me to do the same thing, and I was like, I'm sleeping. Leave me alone.
Yeah, I called her at like 3 in the morning, and I'm just like, what's up, babe? She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, sounds like you're fingering yourself. She's like, fuck you, and just hangs up.
It was the total opposite.
You were having no part of it.
Fuck that. I was like, don't call me for your stupid radio show at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, that was awesome. I liked it.
All right,
well, let's play track 7 on this With Them Temptation. I like it, even though it's like girly type Nightwish kind of shit, but fuck
you
it,
love
I want to hear
shit.
It. I know, I'm totally in, I don't give a shit.
You got the taste of a woman.
So, we'll hear With Him Temptation, and then Novak will be in here, and we'll talk about him taking a shit in the middle of the road and going to jail for 12 hours. So, here we go, Radio Bam.
Series 28, Faction.
action, baby.
I guess.
And now back to
Radio Bam.
Yo, yo, yo. All right, Novak just showed up. We didn't even get to talk about you getting arrested yet.
Yeah, but I felt all the pain in the world from it.
So I basically told the story real fast, but what I want to know is, who the fuck was the bloody Marine that came to the door and I answered it naked and his girlfriend was there?
How about his girlfriend had shit-stained sweatpants? Remember she had that big, the sweatpants with the big stained shit on the back?
Was it a shit?
No.
She
shit her pants.
She had a dirty ass, dude.
No, you think my ass is dirty?
She was like sitting in the dirt or something, but she had these like white sweatpants on, big mud spot on her ass. It looks like
she gets up to walk away and we just look at each other like, what the fuck?
Because we didn't notice at first, but... When it was like, all right, guys, we're going to leave, thanks, you know. And I'm like, all right, take it easy. She gets up and she has this dirty ass, like, big brown spot on white sweatpants.
Made my ass look like Madonna. Fucking, so what happens is I'm on the bus and I'm like, I got to take a shit. And Bam's like, well, let's film it. I'm like, all right. So I go to shit on the sidewalk. Like,
I brought the tape. I have both you shitting and you getting arrested.
And me sitting in the back of the cop. Dude, the cops were so disgusted.
They were fed the fuck up.
They thought I was the sickest thing in the world.
They came up to me, this big black cop. He was like 7 feet tall. He's looking right at my face. You think it's funny to have your friend take a shit in the middle of the street? And the way he said it, I was like, I started laughing when he was saying it. He's like, you think it's fucking funny?
It wasn't like a small one-way street. It was a main four-way highway.
Right next to the fucking police station, idiot.
I don't know where the police station is in
Texas.
Take
a look to your left.
All I saw was Hooters in the bus
stand. You shat twice that day. Once in a fucking muddy puddle.
So I'm in the middle of a four-lane highway. It's 3 p.m. The sun couldn't be any brighter Texas heat, and I'm taking a mean shit. I mean, it's like a horse shit.
You caused a traffic jam.
I caused a traffic jam.
It was black and spiraled up to a point.
Yeah, I caused a traffic jam. And all of a sudden, I turn around again. I'm like, fuck, it's the cops. I was like a deer in headlights. I didn't know what to do. And I went over a bam.
If you would have just bolted into the House of Blues.
They would have staked it out.
No.
They would have staked it out.
Then you could have ran out the front.
The paddy wagon was sitting out front of the place waiting to arrest people.
The paddy wagon.
They took me around to the front of the building and then put me in a paddy wagon was waiting.
If you would have switched your shirt, you would have got away. You should have jumped in Guar's shower or something.
You ran to the CKY bus, didn't you?
I just stood by the side of it where he was. I wasn't going to go in there. He was just standing at the camera like, what do I do, man? What do I do? And the cop comes up, he's like, you fucking make me sick. Who the fuck do you think you are? What the fuck?
They stuck you in a car with a female cop.
The female
in the back, right next to you, with your shitty unwiped ass.
Yeah, they never let me wipe my ass the whole time I was in jail. They didn't give me any toilet paper.
How uncomfortable.
My ass was just—it was itching. It was like dried up shit.
When did you get to wipe your ass eventually?
At Bam's hotel room, which was about 14 or 15 hours later, because they keep you in a drunk tank for 12 hours. I get out. There's like Mexicans, fucking crack.
It would have been a surprise to the guy who tried to rape you in jail.
No, all they gave was this mattress, right? So, and I literally had 2 beers. I wasn't even drunk. And I huddled up in the corner with my shitty ass. They wouldn't give me toilet paper. So about 8 hours later, they come banging on the door like, Novak. And I come out of my shirt. And I'm like, you're still too drunk. Go back to bed. And I'm like, you haven't even drunk tested me. You don't even know if I'm drunk. And that's when you were downstairs, man.
Were you fucked up? Because you just woke up.
I was dead fucking. I was sober as an ox. I could fucking run a straight line from here to Africa.
You look like shit content.
Why Africa? There's a bunch of water in between.
Yeah, that's how I swim and jump through all of
swim,
it.
Swim,
I'm sober. I won't drown.
Yeah, dude. You just, that was it.
And right, so right the story gets even better. I'm in jail. I get out. My cell phone is completely dead. And you saw where it was. It was in the middle of a nowhere. Fucking glue huffing central, that little jail.
How did you know where I was staying?
Well, you told me, you sent a text to my girlfriend Mandy saying, I'm at so-and-so hotel, I won't leave you. But the Texas is so big, it's Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, and there's another airport that's 2 hours away, and the hotel you said there's like 80,000 of them, and you gave no specific one, so it's like 5 a.m., she's calling, she probably called like 45 hotels asking for Brandon Margiera.
Mandy, give her the mic.
And, yeah.
You told the dyke police officer.
Mandy, how many hotels?
He says, Dallas fucking sucks. And she's like, why does Dallas suck?
Because you got to go all the way to Fort Worth to get any coke. I told the cop, I'm like, this fucking town sucks. She's like, why do you hate Texas? I'm like, because I got to drive 3 hours to score a bag of Coke, lady.
You know, you shit on the streets of Texas. They wouldn't let Ozzy play there. Ozzy Osbourne couldn't
pissed
play.
Pissed on the Alamo, didn't he?
Pissed on the Alamo.
I'm a rocker like Ozzy. Look out, buddy.
No,
I'm a rocker just like Ozzy, but I don't know.
You don't got nothing on this rock star.
But then again, every bum in that fucking city shits on the street too.
Yeah, you're right about that.
You were just another one of those.
Mandy, how many hotels did you have to call to find Mr. Millionaire Margera here?
I probably called like 12 or 13.
At 5 a.m. while she's on a little bender herself.
And you were just asking for my last name?
Brandon Margera.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And she's on a cocaine bender, so you can imagine her trying to focus on all these numbers in a fucking Texas book. And then I meet this kid with his girlfriend with a dirty ass, and she has nowhere. Texas is so big, she don't even know where the jail is.
You don't have any room to talk. You got a real dirty ass.
I know. She just
had dirt on her
sweatpants. Yeah, but at least I did mine on purpose. That dyke should have kept her ass clean or something. I mean, fuck. But I have never felt so bad in my life. I was running up and down the side of the Beltway, jumping over the medians at 4:30 a.m. while truckers beeped their horns at us. I mean, I felt like the biggest vagrant in the world. I thought I was going to be left in Texas I thought I'd still be there today, man.
You were walking down the highway?
Yeah, because his girlfriend picked us up on the side of the Beltway because she couldn't figure out an exit to get off at. The girlfriend was as dumb as his fucking statue behind you.
Why was his head all bloody?
Because the cops beat him up. The cops fucking chipped his teeth, beat him up because he wouldn't pay his bar tab.
Why didn't he pay? He didn't have any money?
He bought me a pack of smokes. He had a 20 spot. And then we came in. The doorman's like, hey, you guys need anything? I'm like, yeah, something to fucking put me to sleep or keep me awake. So he hands me a bag of weed. I smoked about a quarter of that and called it quits. And I came home and Missy was not liking me one bit that day.
Oh, we had to get on a flight. So
I wanted to go to Baltimore.
Remember we had all that weed? I just left it. We left it in the room and I told the guy at the front. I'm like,
why did you have weed?
The doorman. No,
he got it.
The doorman
where
gave
did
it
you
to
get the fucking weed?
I walked in the doorman.
Because I was missing some.
Yeah, no, the doorman.
Yeah.
The doorman gave it to me. Remember?
No, the reception.
The reception guy.
He's like, yo, Bam, I know you. He's like, Novak, I know you. I'm like, no, I'm good. He's like, yeah, we need something.
I'm like,
I know weed, and I don't think there ain't no nothing good in Dallas.
Coke in Dallas, I'll tell you that.
Well, they have the fucking cowboy cheerleaders.
Believe you me, I was looking for it. So I'm going to come home to Baltimore, right? I'm set up to come home to Baltimore. Your husband makes me fly to Philly with him. They put me in the passenger aisle of where if you crash, you have to save the people. You know that aisle where it's in the middle?
I take that spot responsibly.
And I'm dead sleeping. And she's like, sir, do you want to wake your? You want to open your eyes? She's like, are you listening? I'm like, yeah, with my eyes shut. She's like, you want to open your eyes? I'm like, yeah, but honestly, lady, if this plane goes down, it's like hitting the lottery. I mean, I can't save anyone. I'll probably die my goddamn self. We're all going to die if it goes down, so let's just pray for the best. So I try to order a drink. She's like, you're too drunk, sir. I'm like, I'm just tired. So she gives me a drink, and then first class boy here starts bringing me back his bottles. So she cuts him off and brings me back the bottles. She said something about me. She said, your friend's a...
Yeah, I was drinking whiskey on the rocks. She kept coming up and sitting with me.
I'm taking his partner's first class seat. The guy's standing up while I'm sitting in the other guy's first class seat.
You were so dirty looking, too. We were rocking the same gear from Florida to Texas. He just gets up in the first class and starts sitting on my armrest.
Yo, Bam,
order me a whiskey on the rocks. What the fuck?
The bitch cut me off. She wouldn't serve me any more liquor. So then we get back, and Missy's furious. Mandy's furious. And Bam makes a stop at Max McGee's because we had to drink one Crown on the Rocks.
Oh, I remember.
We're turning into two, and he threatens to jump out of the car. And I'm like, dude, I'm not jumping out of the car with you. You're on your own here. I'm already in the doghouse.
Whenever Missy's mad, I'm already on whiskey, and I want to drink more whiskey. Pull over. There's a bar right there. It'll take 5 minutes to get a shot, and then we can keep going. I'm not stopping. Well, I'm jumping out of the fucking car.
And then who gets the blame? I do.
Get your fucking
that's
damn
not my phone.
That's your phone, you piece of shit.
It's not. That's a Nextel sound.
I don't even get reception in here.
I have Singular, I believe.
Man. You don't even know what you have.
Well, it ain't Nextel.
Canada, that's pretty expensive these days, huh? Nextel.
All right, I'm going to play some Arctic Monkeys right now.
Farting Monkeys?
Yeah, they're from England. We were chilling with them in New York.
Did you get shit faced
with Danny Masterson from that 70s show?
Oh, really? He gets a lot of pussy, doesn't he?
Probably, I don't know.
All right, what the fuck track?
Yangs out with Ashton Kutcher. That is not my phone, dude. Look, I don't have any calls or any messages.
Demi won't let anyone hang out.
I know,
I
don't understand that. Yeah, it's weird. He's married like a 40-year-old Demi Moore who's, I mean,
she told him probably to stay out the spotlight.
She probably tosses him around the room like a rag doll, unlike he should do her.
Dude, it was probably fun humping her. Like, I'm humping Demi Moore.
Now he's like stuck with some old ass pussy.
Now he's got to... Now he's got to start thinking about she's going to like be a 50-year-old bag soon, and he's going to be like 30 and still handsome. He's like, fuck.
He debates slitting his wrist every day.
She's probably a pretty smart person. My guess is he isn't. And then, like, he's kind of smart for business and shit. But then again, once you know, like, she's twice his age, she probably, like, taught him all this shit and, like, warped his head into believing that everything he does is for her and him.
It's like a weird situation, though, because,
you know,
like,
did you ever go out with an older girl when you were young? And, like,
and she teaches you, like, how to get to third base
and
then
she, like, takes care
score
of you because, you know, you're not, you know.
Next thing, you got him wrapped in leather with two holes.
He should have banged her only once. He should have only banged her once and woke up and, like, about last night.
What's weird?
Or just dated her. Aren't they married or something?
Yeah, we're married, but then Bruce Willis and all them, they're like one big happy family.
It's so
weird. I would
weird
think Bruce Willis would have knocked that young.
He don't care, dude. He's got,
yeah, I guess
he
doesn't
got the
give
kids. He's probably, like, if the dude, if Ashton fucked with the kids, I suppose.
It's just so funny seeing them on the Ashton red carpet and, like, Bruce Willis just lurking in the background.
I know.
It's like, get the fuck out
and
of here.
At Ashton's premiere.
Does Ashton Kutcher mean anything to the Swedes? Veins of Jenna?
Well,
do you know who he is?
Yeah.
What about Bruce Willis?
Bruce Willis is the shit.
How about Demi? Would you guys bang Demi out?
Not my type.
Demi.
I'd rather do Ashton.
Demi?
Demi, dude.
Do me, bitch.
Yo, why can't you get weed in Sweden? I've had problems.
What drugs can you get in Sweden?
You can't get any drugs.
You can get beer in Sweden.
Why would you live there?
That's why we moved.
Smart man.
Yeah.
No, everybody wanted to offer coke in Sweden, but when you're looking for weed and everybody's like, oh, that's illegal. It's like, what the fuck?
What is cocaine?
Well, I ain't asking the fucking grocer.
The fucking cops in Sweden walk around with flashlights and flashes people's eyes.
Really? Christ, I'd be going to jail every day for that one.
They shine in your eyes?
Yeah,
glassy?
You just walk down the street and all of a sudden, well, there's a cop. Well, let me check your eyes. And that,
cops always like, why are you so nervous? Well, officer, because I'm 2 seconds away from going to jail and my life is in your hands right now. That's why I'm nervous. Well, cops are fucking ridiculous, man.
You got dry mouth.
is it possible to, like, do a weed check? Like, I know that you could do, like, an alcohol breathalyzer, but
dude,
they try.
I was expelled from high school because my hair smelled like weed. That might be a weed test. I swear to God.
Your hair smelled like weed.
My buddies were smoking and I was in the same room.
Like, I had nothing to do with weed.
I swear to God, they called the police. I was in gym class. I'd smoked a joint right before gym class, but all my weed was gone. They pulled me out of gym class. I had, like, if you open my yearbook up, my picture's in there is graduating. They searched me. They found no weed, but they smelled it on my hair and expelled me. So that's the fucking drug test for police. That's how smart they are. Wow. My dog could be a fucking cop.
Hey, man, come on. Ed Hanna's a cop. Hanna's brother.
Yeah, he's cool. He's cool shit.
Yeah.
So that ain't working or what?
Ed said he was going to give up doing police in like 6 years and go head out to Amsterdam.
Really?
I'm thinking about going, dude. Sounds like a good time.
Be a judge at the Cannabis Cup?
For a guy who can't go for like his whole entire police term.
Why can't he go?
That's the kind of guy you want to go with.
All right, we're having problems with the Arctic Monkeys, so we're going to go ahead and play Cradle of Filth.
Huh? Oh, yeah, the Farting Monkeys. Cradle of Filth?
Why don't Jackie intro this one? This one's Tonight in Flames.
What's that?
Do it. What's that fucking microphone? Give it to
him. Three.
Hello, everybody. Here's my song for everybody. Listen to Serious Radio.
I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life. He who overcomes will inherit all this. And I will be his God. And he will be my son. We'll be right back.
went to see her dance one day in a play by a wailing wall. Now she is gone, but the song lives on. Zealous and maniacal.
As we were listening to the Cradle of Filth, we were trying to figure out which nationality rips the sickest farts.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, I think Asians, man, because their body aroma just smells like shit. But, dude, Millionaire here, when he eats his health food kick, his ass smells worse than that whole cow food.
I think Indians are probably the worst.
You smell like definitely. Vegan.
All that curry.
All
shit.
The curry that they got kicked
That's why
up
I
there.
Say
Indian,
I,
Indian,
the
I
British.
Say, Indians, then Asians, then fucking Bams.
Or me off the steel reserve.
The Chinese people just stink, man.
Why are they? Yeah, but they're fucked. They probably have really little assholes, so it wouldn't expand.
You and drink then, a 211, you're going to stink.
Doesn't
out some
seem
farts.
Like a Mongolian who rips some Mingan ass farts.
Did you see a South Park with Mongolian? Stupid Mongolians.
What happened?
He kept trying to build this fucking Chinese guy kept trying to build this wall. And he made
Chinese,
a,
what?
Get the fuck out of here. Now I got veins of Jenna's fart in my face
hey,
over here.
No, back. That's racially slurred.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But I did. One of my best fucks was an Asian now that my girlfriend's out of the room.
Of course.
Well, she was a fucking Asian freak, man. Now I know why they run them 1-900 Asian lines.
That's why he went to the washy washy.
She was the first girl that ever did phone sex with me. I had no idea what she was doing. I thought like something was wrong with
she had
her.
A hairy pussy?
Nah, she was a fucking fine as wine, boy.
You went to the wash, didn't you?
I've heard you.
No, I never had enough money to go do them wash. I just jerk off, man, personally.
I'm sure you do it personally. That's good for masturbation.
I am going to the doctor's Wednesday to get Viagra, though, because I think I'm, I don't know, I'm just kind of sick of fucking my girlfriend. It's hard to get a hard
on.
Oh,
my God. No.
You have to get Viagra to fuck your girlfriend.
I think so.
No, that's
what not even 1 minute
What about
ago?
Fucking someone else? Do you think you need the Viagra?
I don't cheat.
No, you go limp from drugs.
Well, either way.
I don't know. I just think I'm just... I think, no, it's from drugs. It's always from
dope
all the drug
dick.
Use.
Did you ever
shoot junk in your dick?
Nah. But I have good veins. I never had a problem.
You never shot it in your dick vein?
Nah, never.
That's the main vein.
My dick's too small, man. Look at this. Nah. You can find a vein.
Oh. Take a look at my needle.
Put that turtle head away.
Put that thing.
Put that turtle head away.
Look at that vein. Look.
Let go of that turtle. You want to shoot heroin in it?
No. I would... That'd be more pain than pleasure.
You never hated yourself enough.
It's the only one I got.
No way. No way. You should try the Jenna 22 like sex pills. They work.
What's that?
I tried it.
What is
Jenna
it?
Jenna Jameson's sex pills.
Oh, really?
My dick got bigger.
Bullshit.
Afterwards. It's bigger now.
It stayed big?
It stayed big.
Are you
a liar and a whore?
You are a liar.
Are you getting paid from Jenna Jameson to say that?
Yeah, where's this check at, Jenna?
Veins of Jenna.
I never believed it. I never believed in shit like that.
How long did your dick stay hard for?
A long time.
Like 8 hours, 12 hours, 6 hours.
Who has a hard on for 12 hours?
So that's where the veins of Jenna have come from.
No, it just got hard. It just got hard when it needed to get hard, but it stayed
bigger.
That's
what I want.
It stayed bigger.
Because I just want to fuck once and I'm done.
It,
I don't like
this. True. I don't bullshit.
This guy will fuck like 10 times in 2 minutes. I come once and I'm done for the day. So I just want a pill that'll get me hard to fucking come, and then I just want to get limp again.
Then you should get that one.
What about crystal meth?
I never tried that, and I'm too old to start a new fad.
At least you called it a fad, which means it ends.
Yeah, exactly. That's the last thing I need is being rehab for crystal meth. I've been there for everything else you can think of. Why would I pick up a new drug?
Well, because it makes you fucking fixed up, dude.
Mom, you hear this?
You got a jail buddy over here. Production.
Yeah, production.
He was in jail.
Yeah. Really? Where did you time at?
Bucks County. Philly.
Really? How long did you do?
Production's my
3 months.
My rap is friend.
I did
Northeast.
3 months out in Colorado for breaking and entering and fell asleep on the floor, remember?
Yeah.
it was probably a lot better than Philly, though.
Yeah, it was, dude, man. Their hamburgers, they would kill the elk in Colorado, and the fucking seals would actually make the food, and the hamburgers were bigger than ones you get at Ground Round, man.
At
and
prison?
Jail isn't prison. Anything under a year is jail.
They give you hamburgers, dude?
No, anything under 4 years.
I've been to jail, I got fucking
anything
cheese
under
sandwiches.
4 years.
Maybe in different counties, but in Maryland, it's a year.
And then
if you get a year and a day, then you go to prison. That's why judges give you a year and a day.
Up here, it's you can do under 4 years.
Did you do any drugs in jail?
Yeah, I got my ribs broken, and I'm sure you'd be pleased to hear I got Tylenol 3.
Yeah, they treat you great.
A little Seroquel, a little Cinequan.
I always tell them I'm an alcoholic, so at least I get a Klonopin out of the deal. Because alcohol is the only withdrawal you can die from. So if you tell them you're an alcoholic, they'll give you Klonopins.
To do what?
For the withdrawal.
What about when you're withdrawing from dope?
You get loose bales,
right?
You just shit and piss, shit and piss the same time. Your roommate hates you,
dude. Like, I drink a lot of booze, but like, and I'll feel like shit for one day, but the next day I'll feel fine again. Like,
well, the one day is because you didn't drink.
Yeah, I know.
because that's an addiction status.
But I mean, like, what the fuck does a major alcoholic drink every day to feel shit like shit for 8 days
shit
or
burns.
Something?
I don't know, but I mean, isn't it weird that that's the only, you can't die from heroin withdrawal, you can't die from cocaine withdrawal, the only withdrawal you can ask any doctor that you can physically die from is a fucking beer, alcohol,
yep.
or liquor. Deathly
it's got to be liquor, because you could have a case of beer a day.
You get so shaky, you fall off
cliffs.
Yeah,
you
get shakes, DDTs or whatever.
Yeah, you go seizures.
You get shaky, you fall down escalators.
Yeah, man.
Like that.
Yeah, totally.
It's the shakes that make
it. But you don't shit and piss. Cause
the
problem all over yourself.
You won't. You'll die from shaking and falling down the escalator. Will you die from your body just shaking too much or something?
Yeah. The withdrawal.
Well, I almost died last time I overdosed, but it was because I fucking overdosed. I passed out on the cement and fucking started swallowing my own vomit, and I got pneumonia in my heart. Yeah. They gave me this some kind of pills.
Chlamydia.
Not chlamydia. I probably had that, though. You name it, I got it. But, yeah, man, it's weird. I don't get it. That's why it's so hard to get into detoxes if you're an alcoholic, because a lot of them aren't prepared to deal with alcoholism, because that's the only one you can die from. You know, any place will take a heroin addict or cocaine or crack addict.
Well, you can detox. You can't get into rehab.
No, detoxes are hard to get into for alcohol.
You can pay for that. It's a medical
thing. Well, if you have money. But most, I mean, what fucking alcoholic or addict has insurance? You know, they don't take time to fill out paperwork.
I know one.
Yeah, well, if you have, like, you know, if you're somebody and people have already set it up for you, but the average homeless fucking Joe on the corner, they're going to go into the office building and fill out the paperwork.
Like you.
Yeah, I don't got time to do that.
Yeah. That's it.
What do you have time for?
Drugs and alcohol. No, I'm just kidding. I haven't been doing drugs at all. All
right, it's time to go, so why don't you end this with a dope-ass freestyle.
Yeah, dude. Production, MySpace Production, a.k.a. 13th Apostle.
Jailbird in the house.
I'm blasted. smash hit. By the time I finish this, your fans will say fantastic. But there is something I want to say to the fans. My name's Production. I'm from Philly. I'm on Radio Bam. So look at all your grins. I just made you go damn. Like a white boy can't jump, but best believe you can jam. I'm messing with your minds like mescaline in your hand. Am I just the newest man to the team or the band? Because I'll take an action to the mattress, kid, and people ask why you're such a fucking jackass, kid. But honey got money with the ass and tits. You want me to baptize her throat and splash her lips? Chad passed the fifth. Hey. Hit the guitar. But after I rap this shit, we'll start hitting the bars up. Bam, give me a call. We'll kick it tomorrow. My raps are so raw, they fiction or horror. Sorry, you're missing the barter. I need dough. I asked to talk to the Don, but someone switched him with Vito. I'm crushed like a Dorito without the free dough, and the only chips I want to grip are the ones at the casino. Because you get a record deal that is so underpriced, I got a better chance of seeing Phil on a hunger strike. Have Ryan Dunn come try and tongue your wife. Ask Vito, he already dialed her number twice. I'm just saying, watch her, because it could happen today, boy. I got pictures, she got sisters, I'm sick of whacking off to this playboy. Perhaps annoyed, but let me stat a platypus. You're a punk jackass, like a status from Ash and Kush. Stab your ass with a cactus bush is something I can't stand. On the show, you're the host, but you got roasted like Pam Ann. Give me a grand bam, rhyme smacking a grand slam. I kick rhymes around the house like I was Van Damme. Damn, man, I'm sick and I'm morbid. Should I forfeit or just brand a dick on your forehead? I rap for more bread if no fuck you blow me. And don't think I forgot about the $50 you owe me when I gave you my album out front of the Anger Management concert. You listen to Guar so hard with that night you panicked and convert. The way that I converse, you seriously think I should battle some shady. Yo, why? Because you both have shows on Sirius Satellite Radio. Right. Maybe so, but you both got record labels, and I'm willing and able to sign on one of the labels when there's a fucking check on the table. Don't think I'm disrespecting your lady, bro. I just have to be vicious. Get on your nerves like Fergalicious, too. You're shattering dishes. I'm like a perv with my bird whacking off to your bitch, kid. Don't get suspicious. Here's a toast to you both. I gotta thank you for being a good turkey and letting me roast. And if Steve-O needs blow or a Guinness to finish, I'll pop pills and box Knoxville and send him off to a dentist. I'll rob himself. Ryan Dunn come just for fun, sodomize an elf. So recognize I'm stealth, recognize for wealth. I wanna have cake stacked so high I got pies to melt. I gotta get off this track cause I'm high as hell. Everybody recognize that rap is live as well. And bam, you're like, damn, Curtly is a shit. But don't dare pass me that bowl with them herpes on your lip.
Production, ladies and gentlemen,
in the house.
And it's time to go because we are 4 minutes over. So let's end this shit on a good note. This is Veins O Jenna, and this is Radio Bam signing off.
Hey, Veins and Jenna. Production
MySpace.
Production, a.k.a. 13th Apostle. Holla.
Radio Bam, Series 28.
Fuck-shin.
I'm speaking.
Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG. Wow.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.
There are just some things you should...